Welcome to Reflecting God. Wicked or upright? Which one would you choose? Of course, we would all choose upright. The first 16 verses of Proverbs 12 are each a comparison. Each one demonstrates the benefits of choosing uprightness rather than wickedness. In each case, there's a correlation between the upright path and a favorable outcome. In other words, being good pays off. Whether it's being good towards our spouse, God, or an animal, through our speech, our plans, or our humility, righteousness is rewarded. Conversely, negative consequences doggedly pursue the wicked. They're overthrown, they're despised, they're cruel, and they're blind to the truth. So why doesn't everyone choose to be upright instead of wicked? Verse 11 gives us a clue when it speaks of those who chase fantasies. Most people are not tempted by a choice between wicked or upright. Rather, the temptation is to choose the fantasy. People don't always choose to be wicked. They choose the fantasy. Then they live with the consequences because the fantasy, by its very nature, is wicked. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.